Yeah, that was huge. I think we got it with maybe, you know, a little over 4 minutes, something like that, left in the half. And we converted, like you mentioned, four third downs, which was huge to keep it moving. I think the critical one was, you know, the one to Julio that got us down to maybe the 2 or 3 yard line, whatever we were at. But I thought it was a great play call by Dirk Koetter on that, you know, on that first and goal situation. That's something that we worked on all week. It set up perfect, and it was critical for us to get in the end zone at that time.
Could you just follow that up, the shovel pass on that to cap that drive? You know what's happening there? We'd say it broke clean.
Yeah, it just you know, it was something that we practiced all week. We had some options, some different options if they played different coverages. We got the coverage that we were looking for. And our offensive line did a great job of you know, protecting that and then getting on to the second level onto Curtis Lofton so that we could sneak in there for the touchdown.
Matt, can you just talk to your parents about Julio, what it meant to have him back? And, of course, you guys need him, especially even next week.
Yeah, I think can't say enough about what Julio did today. I mean, obviously, he's been hurting the last couple of weeks, you know, for him to gut it out and go play the way that he did today, I think, you know, speaks volumes about, you know, his grit, his toughness, but also, you know, showcases what a stud he is. I mean, when he's out there, I mean, he's capable of making some plays that, you know, not many other people are capable of making. So obviously, when he's on the field for us, you know, that's a good thing. It doesn't matter how you get there. You just have to get in. And you know, we've done it all kinds of different ways before. But it's no less sweet any way that you get it done. I mean, that's why you work as hard as you do during the offseason. That's why you put the time in during training camp, is to try and have opportunities late in the season like this, you know, where you have a game at home and you win and you're in. And, you know, obviously this year has shaken out probably more different than any year that I've been a part of in our division. But with all that said, it doesn't matter. I mean, we are where we are, and we're excited about that.
Matt, defensively, they four sacks, 3 fourth-quarter turnovers they forced. As a quarterback, you talked to the player that tested you, how you don't put 40 points on the board with a ball like that.
Man, it was huge. Our defense, you know, played an unbelievable game. Going against Drew Brees, who's a great quarterback and capable of making plays at any time, our guys stepped up. And I'm just so proud of the effort that they gave, the way that they executed out there. You know, they were the reason that we were able to get it done today.
Just follow up on that. Ish has taken a beating sometimes this year, but when you bounce back today, turning point defensively, when you
strip
Jimmy
to the goal line. It was huge. I mean, that was a huge play, timely play. To, you know, it's heads up, too, of getting the ball out in that situation. You know, there's going to be ups and downs for every player throughout every season. But I think across the board, we've got guys that, you know, don't flinch. Regardless of the situation, regardless of what's being said, regardless of all the noise that you might hear, we got guys that, you know, don't worry about that. And they go out there and they play hard. And I think if we continue to have guys like that, we're going to be okay. They played us a little differently than we they played us the first time earlier this season. Seems like forever ago, but you know, a lot more of you know, safeties down in the box and a lot more pressure than we saw the first time. It was nothing that, you know, we didn't expect. I mean, we had seen that from them at different points this year. I thought we handled it well. You know, our offensive line gave up 0 sacks. You know, they're starting to play well. And so they played us a little bit differently than they did the first time.